Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It is Tuesday, August 16th. This is your host, Eric Steven. I have another Dodgers Rewind episode for you today. This is a solo Rewind episode. We'll have another one next week that I record with Jacob Birch. But for now, it's just me solo, and I am looking back at Dave Malecki. A lot of you might think, who is Dave Malecki? Well, that's sort of the point of these Dodgers Rewinds, is someone you may have forgotten who was, you know, at least reasonably memorable in a short amount of time for the Dodgers. So if we look back, this was 1998, a very tumultuous year for the Dodgers. The O'Malley's sold the team to Fox. Mike Piazza was traded on May 14th, which was facilitated by history's greatest monster, Chase Carey. The Dodgers added three pitchers during the season who combined for 45 starts for that team. June 4th, they got Dave Malecki from the Mets, along with reliever Greg McMichael. For Hideo Nomo and Brad Klontz, it was a big deal at the time. They designated Hideo Nomo for assignment first a couple days before the trade, and that was sort of his end. They were he was not pitching well that year, and then they were really frustrated with him. But if you think about it, this was only his fourth season. And so it was I remember it being a very big deal at the time when they basically cut ties with him. He obviously came back later, had two really good years for them before his 2004 is... We need to talk about that at some point, but we'll get to that later. But back in 1998, July 10th, after 5 weeks with the Dodgers sent Greg McMichael back to the Mets for Brian Bohannon, who we covered in a previous Dodgers Rewind in August 2021. Bohannon averaged 7 innings a start down the stretch and was really good. He was pitched for the Rockies at some point during his career, but yeah, pretty really good year for him. July 31st, probably the more famous trade they pulled off. They got Carlos Perez from the Expos. They also got Mark Grzelanek, whose name I will forever remember how to spell, and Hiram Bocachica, just a wonderful name trade. Wilton Guerrero went the other way, along with some minor leaguers who you might know. Ted Lilly, who had the best career of the bunch. Peter Bergeron, who was the best rated prospect in the trade at the time. And Johnny Tucker, who I believe didn't make the majors, but... So Malicki comes over from the Mets. He had a 5.68 ERA in 10 starts. It wasn't very good that year. You got to remember too, this was like, you know, we're in like the sort of nearing the peak of the steroid era. So the offense was going up a little bit. So it wasn't, I mean, it's 5.68. It's not good, but it wasn't as bad as you might think. In parts of six seasons with Cleveland and New York, Malicki had a 4.16 ERA in 535 innings. He's 2 days shy of his 30th birthday in his Dodgers debut, but he allowed 6 runs in 3 innings in Seattle, so off to just a bad start. But the Dodgers did win that game 10-6. Now, June 12th at Dodger Stadium, Malicki allowed 1 run in 8 innings to beat the Rockies. 6 days later, after the Dodgers had lost 4 straight games, Malicki threw a shutout at Coors Field. At Coors Field, mind you. So this was just the 6th year of the Rockies' existence, but also it was the height of the like crazy Coors era. So park factor from 1995 to 2001, there was their first 7 years at Coors Field. The park factor was between 122 and 128. And it's insane to, if you're at like 115, like that's an insanely high offensive environment. And they were regularly in the mid 120s for, you know, 7 years there. Malicki's was the 8th shutout at Coors and the 14th in Denver. That included 93 and 94 when they played at Mile High Stadium. So there's been 33 shutouts in Denver in what is now the Rockies' 30th season. Chad Kuhl, the Rockies' right-hander currently, had the most recent one this June 27th against the Dodgers. I will link to that in the show notes. 2 days later, coincidentally, the Dodgers started the rather wild run that they're on where they just basically decided to stop losing. They lose every once in a while, but very, very, very rarely. And it all sort of started a little bit after that Chad Kuhl shutout. But back to Malicki, that shutout was, it was very much, it was a much needed win for the Dodgers. So they lost 4 straight. Even with the win, they were still a game under 500. They were also Rans in playoff contention. Jason Reed in the LA Times game story about the Malicki shutout, it basically centered on the relief of the win. Bill Russell said, "It's always a great feeling when you win. It's just a relief. You're able to get a little sleep, you're able to relax, and you're able to have a little fun." The Dodgers won the next night in Colorado, but ended the series with 2 more losses, so they're back to 2 games under 500 when they get home. And Bill Russell didn't get to manage when they returned home because they fired him on June 22nd. Again, tumultuous year. So they brought in AAA manager Glenn Hoffman from Albuquerque to be the interim manager. And yeah, it was just a choppy year. We'll get into a little bit more of what Dave Malicki did that year after the break.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
After the 2 games against the Rockies, Malicki settled in nicely. He made every turn, basically, in the rotation. He was 7-3 with a 4.05 ERA. He averaged 6.2 innings per start. After joining the team, he was 2nd on the Dodgers with 20 starts, tied for 2nd in wins. Chan Ho Park was the one ahead of him in both starts with 21 and wins. Park was 11-6 during that time. Rumor was, heading into 1999, that Malicki was the odd man out of the Dodgers staff, and he knew it. Now, the Dodgers had just signed Kevin Brown to a 7-year, $105 million contract, the first $100 million contract in baseball history. and which was just shocking at the time, also because Brown was older. It would have taken him into his, I believe, age 41 season. The team also had Chan Ho Park, Ismael Valdez, Carlos Perez, and Darren Dreifert. So Malicki, during February 1999, during spring training from the LA Times, obviously we have six starting pitchers here, and someone is going to have to go. Hopefully I won't have to go anywhere, but it looks like I'm the guy who might right now. He was right, although it took maybe a tad longer than expected. He actually started the year on the roster, but was in the bullpen. He pitched 7 1/3 innings in relief in his two games. The last of those was April 13th. He entered a 4-4 tie in the 11th inning at the Bob against the second-year Diamondbacks, who were amazingly good right away in that second year. They signed Randy Johnson. They made a lot of moves and became very good very quickly. So Malicki, in that game, pitched 5 scoreless innings, got the Dodgers into the 16th. The Dodgers scored a pair of runs in the top of the inning in the 16th, putting Malicki in line for a potential win. But 4 pitches into the bottom of the inning, Malicki allowed a single to Steve Finley and a home run to Kelly Stinnett. That's a tie game. And then he got Damian Miller to ground out. Just looking back at this, a lineup with both Kelly Stinnett and Damian Miller, both catchers, the classic D-backs, early D-backs names. But then he gave up a single to Tony Bautista, and they pulled Malicki after 85 pitches in his quote-unquote relief appearance. Pedro Borbón came in and allowed a single to Tony Womack, then a walk-off double to Dante Powell, and Malicki got hung with the loss. It was a walk-off. A few days after that, the Dodgers traded Malicki to the Tigers, along with veteran reliever Mel Rojas for pitcher Robinson Checo, minor league pitcher Rick Roberts, and minor league infielder Apostol Garcia. Roberts and Garcia never made the majors. Checo pitched in 9 games with the Dodgers, including 2 starts, only 15 2/3 innings that year. He had a 10.34 ERA, more walks than strikeouts. He allowed 5 home runs. He never pitched in the majors again. So it was kind of a nothing burger of a trade, if you look back on it. Malicki, however, still stayed in the majors, pitched through 2002. He ended up getting traded to 2001 to Houston in 2001 for future old friend Jose Lima. Malicki had a 4.72 ERA, a 92 ERA plus in his 10-year career, started 193 games. So yeah, slightly below average pitcher, but someone who mostly took the ball when he was asked to. His 1,232 2/3 career innings are third most in Major League history from any pitcher from Oklahoma State. Current Dodger Andrew Heaney, as we record this, is 665 1/3 innings. He's ninth. So Malicki had 2 shutouts in his career in addition to the one at Coors. The first came with the Mets in 1997. That was the first interleague game between the Yankees and the Mets. That was the first year of interleague play. So the first, Subway Series, if you will. This was June 16th at Yankee Stadium. Malicki scattered, the actual definition of scattered, 9 hits, 7 singles plus a pair of doubles, one by Joe Girardi and Cecil Fielder. And he walked 2 guys, but the Yankees were 0-for-11 with runners in scoring position. He struck out 8. Earlier this year in January at MLB.com, Matt Myers sort of had a look back. I believe the title of the post was "The Week Dave Malicki Ruled New York." Said Derek Jeter had this post-game quote after that shutout. Malicki pretty much pitched perfect. Every time we had a runner in scoring position, he pitched well. Malicki 4 days later beat the Pirates by pitching 8 innings and was named NL Player of the Week. That was the only time he won that award. But that's Dave Malicki for you. I hope you enjoyed this. He was a small bit of calm in a turbulent year for the Dodgers in 1998. And, players like that shouldn't be forgotten. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. We will talk to you again tomorrow.